It's the big day, and it's the news, according to me. Good Tuesday morning, election day here at, I'm not at the home headquarters. I'm not at the home studio or the home headquarters, the international headquarters. I'm at a remote location today. I'm in Chicago, Illinois. It is Tuesday, November 5th, 9:15 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I frankly am finding that it is very interesting day here we're going to have. I'm kind of amazed we've made it this far without anything too terribly crazy happening. However, it's a long time between today and January 20th, or even January 6th. There are some very major hurdles, hoops that have to be accomplished, challenged, worked through before we get to January 20th. And of course, then it's just going to be an uphill battle from then on. You've crossed the plain, you've crossed the prairie. Now it's time to climb the mountain. I don't think we're going to have an easy time, regardless of which candidate we have in place. One candidate will be we're going to have some tough times ahead. And I think one candidate is going to be the candidate who leads us through it and beyond it. The other candidate is going to be the candidate who uses it, the tough times, to continue to further enslave us. And I think that this is the important thing that I think most people don't understand or realize. When we're in this situation, the situation that we are in right now, it is very clear to me that you either have a government, a ruling class, a ruling body of people, an understanding person who is in leadership, who will bring us back to the foundational principles of our country in order to enable us to pull through as a nation, unite us as a nation, and to pull through as a nation intact. This current administration that we have on the left does not like our Constitution. They continue to say, Trump's going to cancel the Constitution. Well, if this is the Constitution you've tried to destroy, you hate several of the amendments in the Constitution. You're the one who attacks it every day. And yet you're telling us we're supposed to believe that somehow you are the one who's going to protect us, protect our rights. We just know that's not true. And more importantly, they don't protect what's in my cup. Nothing hot this morning. I am in a hotel in Chicago. I'll be here till I'm heading to Indianapolis later today. I probably will be back in Chicago. I might just go home. I don't know what I'm going to do yet. I'm probably going to end up back in Chicago this evening. In the meantime, but it's going to be an interesting day. I think I would feel better being at home. This is where the craziness. Today's kind of a somber day. It is kind of almost a hallowed day. The at least initially, as results start to come in tonight, the news cycle is kind of light, easy. It's somber. There's nothing happening right now because people are voting. People are sitting, waiting, kind of patiently seeing what's going to happen here. As results start to come in later in the day, we're going to find, we're going to see more and more turmoil breaking out, and some crazy things this evening and tonight. So we'll just have to see what kind of happens after all this is said and done. But as the day progresses, things could get crazy. And we're all very much aware of that. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. That's really all. That's all I have to say about that. The interesting thing is that this Iowa poll that they were touting that all of a sudden Iowa was showing that Harris was winning in Iowa. Earlier polls were showing Trump ahead by 13 to 15%. And there was a 15% swing from Harris, put her in the lead there. It's an outlier poll, and I don't understand where they're getting this from, how they're pulling this off. But interesting numbers. People are saying, well, there's so many more people coming out to vote. Republicans are coming out to vote in early voting. There's only the pool is only so big. I don't know why they don't understand this. And some of the things, unless there's just that many more Republicans coming out to vote. And of course, I guess they're assuming that all Republicans are voting Republican because the Democrats are coming out to vote. They might be voting for Trump. You never know. There's a tremendous number. He has made inroads into, which is weird to me to think that he's gaining popularity. There's more people switching from Republican to Democrat in this cycle than there. How do you fix that, other than just, you know, registering more Democrats, because, you know, to offset the ones who are converting. I don't know that that's well, there's that, and there's of course the other issue of just nefarious activity, which I think is probably going to be one of our biggest challenges in this particular. And it's interesting to me. I know that they're gonna scream, they're gonna cry if it looks like Trump is winning this. Tomorrow we're going to hear, if it's a Trump victory, all we're going to hear is that there was hacking, there was cheating, there was, they're not going to accept the results of this. They didn't accept it in 2016. And interestingly, I bring up this point again, because I think it's important to realize that under the Obama administration, foreign actors, supposedly, this is what they're claiming, foreign actors hacked our election and affected our election. They affected the election. They tampered with our election. Supposedly, this is what they've been telling us. And the Mueller report didn't show that to any measurable degree. Under the Trump administration, we had the most perfect election ever. No hacking, no nothing. Nothing happened that was bad. It was all perfect, and every single vote was just perfect under Trump. And now we're under the Biden administration, Biden-Harris administration, and of course, if he loses, if Kamala loses, for some reason, they keep saying that, well, if he loses, he's going to call the military in, he's going to, I've heard him make statements like this, like the military is ready to rise up, you know, for Trump. This is ridiculous. This the kind of statements that they're making. Now, even people like Bill Maher, who I don't really care for at all, but he, you know, once in a while he finds a nut. He was saying this last week. He was challenging Jamie Raskin. Now, Jamie Raskin is probably one of the biggest liars, between him and Goldman. Notice you haven't heard a whole lot from Adam Schiff, because he'd been censored. But between those people are just outright flagrant. Well, they probably smell, but they're not a fragrance. Fragrance is usually something good. It's more of a stink. The flagrant lying that they do with regard, especially this whole thing about Liz Cheney, going to align Liz Cheney, going to put Liz Cheney in front of a firing squad. He's going to all this off the rails stuff that they're saying. Bill Maher even, and Jamie Raskin still tried to stand up for the statement. And in the midst of all of it, and Bill Maher was like, but don't lie to me. Don't lie to me. Don't tell me that that's what he said, because that's not what he said. Well, I have news for you, Bill. That's not just the only thing that they've been lying about. They've been stretching everything and lying about everything. Very little of what they say about Trump is true. Talk about misinformation. You know, the right to free speech if it's misinformation, especially when it comes to our democracy. This is according to Mr. Walz, what he was saying. Of course, they're claiming Trump is going to prosecute their political enemies. All this crap that they're saying. And of course, that's not where Trump is. That's not what he's. We have more things to do than that. There's more important things to do. There are some people who need to be routed out of government. They need to be gone. Security clearances gone, and you have a restraining order put on you to keep you away from any place where there's a government activity going on. If you want to call that, elimination, it's not physical elimination, but just your political elimination from the scene. I think it's almost going to have to happen. There's people out there that have just been so reckless with the power that they have. With the swipe of my pen, I could destroy someone's life and then restore everything back, and their life was never going to be the same. With the swipe of my pen. This is Kamala Harris saying things like this. These are the kind of people we're dealing with. And it's only okay when they're doing it. It's not okay when we're doing it. So, I digress. We have... It's just going to be a big day. Today's going to be a big day. There's been a lot of... these walls are very thin in this hotel. I can hear... the dust rag from the cleaning lady next door. all kinds of little things being said and done over there. I hear all kinds of things. Anyway, she probably can hear me, which is fine. Maybe she can get educated on what's actually happening in the world. So I'm going to make this particular show is going to be very, very quiet. Tomorrow morning, I'm hoping to have a show from home, actually. I'm hoping to be home tomorrow, and I'm going to have a little show tomorrow, see how that all works out. It all kind of depends on what they do with me today, what ends up happening, where I end up going by the end of today. I might end up having to go somewhere else, who knows where I'll be. With the weather the way it is, things kind of get messed up on the schedules at this particular company, and I typically end up knowing who knows where I'm going to go by the end of the day. So that's where we're at. I just want to say to all of you out there, I'm going to make the show short, some time in prayer today. I know everybody has a busy schedule. Everybody's got things to do. But just be mindful and prayerful in everything that you do today. The leader we deserve. God says you get the leadership you deserve. And I think that's at this point, it's kind of one of those, you have a situation here where we have one leader who will lead a certain way and another leader who will lead a different way. And I think it will say a lot about where we are as a nation. It's more of a reflection of where we are as a nation, hopefully, if it's a free and fair election. Of course, if it's a cheated election, then that tells you something else about our country. But that's where we're at. Now, at the same time, pray for those involved. Pray for Kamala. Pray for Donald Trump. Pray for everyone around them and then all their teams. Everyone involved at the polls, we just need to pray that there is a blanket of safety, of peace, of humility surrounding this process, that people don't react, that people will have some kind of sense of self-restraint in the midst of all this, and hopefully we get through this with a process that is positive and moves forward in our nation. So just continue to pray for those involved in this whole situation and find a way to bless your neighbor, regardless of what they're doing, regardless of what they're doing. We all need each other. And we just need to understand each other and have a better understanding of why our founders founded things the way they did. And I think once we understand that, once we educate people on those things about individual liberties, what that actually means, and the importance of life. So, here we are. Let's just call this a show. I'm gonna say goodbye. And once again, folks, thank you for listening throughout the last few months in this whole process. Thank you for pondering your thoughts and my thoughts and I consider it a great deal. I have a great deal of respect for those of you who, appreciation, I guess I should say, for those of you who respect my opinions and who actually find it worthwhile to listen to my ramblings. For those of you who, you know, some of you just use this to fall asleep with, which is fine. That's fine. But you can fall asleep. I should probably like get an air horn or something once in a while, blow it just to. So anyway, but I will have a show tomorrow morning. I may have a show tonight. We'll see how this all works out. I'm not sure whether there's maybe a live show. I don't want to compete against all the other live shows out there. It kind of doesn't make any sense. But I'll probably have a show tomorrow morning and talk about some of the results. That's my goal, is to be able to do that from wherever I'm at. So we'll see how this all works out. Once again, folks, thank you for listening. Thanks for commenting if you can, and just sharing this show with others. God bless. Have a great day. Get out and vote. See ya.